From the beginning of time, everybody's tried to figure out what this big world is. And as we evolved in consciousness, we started to figure out how do we tick as human beings? How do we function? What makes us angry, jealous, hateful, spiteful, loving, devoted, caring, not caring? On and on and on. And the perfect psychology lies within every human soul in the world. Every human soul in the world has perfect sanity. Every soul. That is why it's an impossible task to go outside, out into the world that you see, to find the answer. That is why Christ told you to look within. But there's something stops you from seeing it. As a matter of fact, there's quite a few things stop you from seeing it. And the biggest and your worst enemy of all is what you think. And this is what you call your ego. Your ego creates whatever you see, hear, feel, everything. And it's a judge of this material world. You have a God-given right to use your mind as you wish. That is what you call your free will. It's not honestly what I say. Please, if anyone here, no matter what religion you are, you keep your religion, you keep seeking God your way. That's your God-given right. Now, if you hear me say anything that you might think a little bit malice towards anybody's religion, I apologize. I don't mean it. I agree 100% with all the religions in the world. But if you can find truth before there's a package put on it, you have a better chance that you're going to hit target. Because you see, all the world is one divine thought, a God-created thought. We as human beings are shadows of that same thought. We have the will of God, the power of God at our disposal at all times to play the game called life. But the point is, we have lost our sanity. We have lost our way of seeing things. We have lost this God-given consciousness. And now what we're trying to do is connect with consciousness. Everybody in the world is consciousness. Seek consciousness. If you want to remain where you are, you seek the outer consciousness. So what do? We say, well, now feel the level go down, eh? Listen to it, but it's extraordinary. Important. Okay, we're going to talk stories now. We get into trouble. It may be a family affair, a love affair, unhappy at school. You could have all the mental problems. So what do? You go outside to try and fix this problem. You become conscious. You want to become conscious of what your problem is. You want to become conscious of why your business is failing. You want to become conscious of why you don't have a good relationship with your husband or your wife or whatever, right? What do? You go out to the outside, and when you go to the outside, all you find is a mess. Whatever the world is today is created from the consciousness of humanity, which creates the culture of each and every country in the world, in turn creates the entire cultures of every human soul in the world. It is our life. So we go in to try and fix this mess, and somebody, Mr. Doc Freud would say, it's your mother, it's your father, it's your sex, it's this, it's that. All of a sudden, things get worse. You can't understand it. But what you're doing is you're getting fed back, you're just getting a recall. And it's actually making you worse. So they give you some technique to try and get away from this worseness. And a technique won't work, because a technique, you already know why you're doing that stupid technique in the first place. So it's really of no value. Then all of a sudden you find out all you're doing is becoming conscious of the mess. You're not becoming conscious of what created the mess. And the secret is, what created the mess was lack of consciousness. You see, the Eastern philosophers, Hawaii and various other places to say, and the original psychology, the original, was mind, soul, and spirit. Now mind in the East is God. And only God can be the consciousness of all things. There was the soul, and it was the spirit, the breath of life. The soul is the in-between man. You are that in-between person, the soul. The soul is all-knowing. That is where your sanity lies. That's where your wisdom lies. That's where your consciousness lies. Your true consciousness, your true wisdom, the true you. But through time, you lose it. Because we see materiality, we see the world of material things, and we believe them to be true, instead of seeing that it's, what we see is not really life, it's the shadow of life. So we seek the shadow, instead of seeking what creates the shadow. And when we see the world as materiality, and that's all that's in it, what comes into our mind right away, because we've lost our defenses, we've lost God, so we get fear. And this fear creates greed, anger, hate. It creates all negativity in the entire world. And this is when we drop from the heavenly state to the material state. This is where you automatically lose your consciousness. You automatically. Everybody in the world knows what I'm saying. Everybody. Nobody can escape it. There's no wrong in it. It's just this soul is consciousness. That's all the soul is. Your soul is pure consciousness. So through the years you lose your consciousness. You start to lose it because you get into trouble. And when this starts to happen to the world, what it creates is what is happening now. It creates the wars, depression, it creates starvation for people, it creates all the problems that you have in life and I have in life is lack of consciousness. But if you can honestly see that consciousness and soul are one, then you gain back the power that was given to you. Via consciousness, you regain your soul. But it must be consciousness of God, and it must be a consciousness that's inside you. It must be wisdom. See, there's many ways, many, many ways this can occur. What is known in the world sometimes is a mystic. Like there's two worlds. There's two halves. You live in the material half, then the other half is the spiritual half, where the power is coming from. Now, as soon as the mystic realized the oneness of life, both worlds become one. You can't possibly think your way out of that. But you can realize it. If I say something to you today, and you walk out there, and you say to your friend, Sid Banks said, blah, 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 and that becomes part of your life, then I would say you had nothing. But if you go out there and you said, Sid Banks said this, but what I had was this, and you're elated about it, you've had a realization. It's to find your own strength. And when I just finished telling you that the soul is consciousness, you must find it for yourself. It must come out of you. But in the meantime, what you do is you look around this big world. You go to your church. You go to whoever you want, whoever you think. And I'm even wasting my time telling you this because you're going to do that anyway. Please, I keep repeating, don't listen to me. It's what you think is important. You know, any one of us here have a million things we could be unhappy about. Just a snap like that. As soon as your level of consciousness drops, your mood changes, you go down. Then you go after your husband, your wife, your kids, your dog, your cat, politicians, no matter who it is. You've got everybody called, and everybody that day is rotten to the core. Eh? Now, if the world sees that, that's what's going to happen in the world. Now, if the level of consciousness rises, the mood change rises, it's the same thing, you see clearer, because every time you have a realization, it's like you're getting a little piece of your soul back, you're getting a little bit of your strength back, because you see the mind, the soul, and the spirit are the Trinity, like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, same thing. But what people don't know is, when you go for spiritual enlightenment, if you're getting it, it must automatically change your way of thought. Then your quality of life changes. It's automatic. And what you're looking for is a deeper quality of life. You look for a feeling. The feeling is a million times more important than memorizing. It wouldn't be Sid Banks' words, it would be your words. That's the important thing. Always you, always you, always. You must be your boss. Only you can find truth. Only you. As I say, the happiness you seek is within you, but there's too much of a disturbance to see it. The love that's in you, but there's too much of a disturbance to see it. There's faith in you, but there's too much of a disturbance to see it. There's all these positive things just dying to get out, and you can't get out because of your memories. And that's the only problem you have, is your memories. Or what you think of your memories. How you've analyzed them. Do you know how I was telling you to forgive that fellow and give yourself the relief? That's what everybody in the world has to learn to do. And the first person they must forgive is himself. Because the amount of forgiveness that you've got in you is the amount of forgiveness that you will give to the world. If you get a beautiful feeling, take it home, and you must have faith, trust. That beautiful feeling is what will bring you wisdom or knowledge or whatever you want to call it. This is what will start to wake you up. Not the negativity, the positivity. It is your own common sense. Nothing else, nothing great, common sense. That's all it is. But it's not common to the ego or the little self. It's a common sense before the ego. You know, we were talking about the soul being a source of knowledge. That's where it's coming from. That's where you seek. That's where you head. To rebuild what you used to have. Something that you've lost in time. You've lost part of yourself in time. And you've got to slow down so that part of you that is lost in time has time to catch up with you. And when the two halves get together, it makes a whole. And when the whole comes, then that means to say you've found what you're looking for. So shall we meet tomorrow morning at 10:30? Is that okay?